This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Senator Rand Paul confirmed Sunday that he's tested positive for COVID-19. He's the first U.S. senator to do so. A tweet from the Kentucky Republican's account said the senator is feeling fine and is in quarantine. The senator said he was asymptomatic and had not been in contact with any known carriers of the novel coronavirus, but was tested out of an abundance of caution due to his extensive travel and recent events. As many Americans across the United States struggle to get tested for COVID-19, critics have taken to social media to ask how and why the senator got a test if he was asymptomatic and had had no contact with a carrier. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Sunday that she has gone into self-quarantine after the doctor who gave her a routine vaccination on Friday tested positive for the virus. Europe has become the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak. The hardest-hit nation, Italy, reported hundreds of new deaths on Sunday. The total number of deaths in Italy has now surpassed 5,400. There are 53,578 confirmed cases of the virus in Italy, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Spain is also hard hit with more than 25,000 cases. Spanish opera singer Plácido Domingo confirmed on Sunday he has tested positive for COVID-19. In Africa, cases have emerged in Angola, Eritrea, South Africa, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted an emergency authorization to a U.S. company to distribute rapid coronavirus tests. The tests produce results in 45 minutes. They will initially be made available to hospital and emergency rooms. China, where the virus first began late last year, has reported no new local infections for the third day in a row. This is VOA News.